Dearest Diary, my parents are dead. I've taken a moment to grieve, but not enough time to process all of my emotions. But I had to put on a brave face for my siblings and two. I've decided that I'm going to continue on my journey and have potentially taken steps to make the rest of my remaining family's lives a little bit easier by investing in a tavern. And also being petty and making sure that the people who were partially responsible for the death of my parents aren't able to invest in said tavern. Also, Doric maybe is trying to marry my sister. I told him that he needs to do better. What I didn't say was that if he doesn't do better, this is Nordica. It's surprisingly easy to hide a body in the snow. Anyway, talk to you next time. Love, Guyverson.
That was undeniably pleasant and well-mannered.
It was a thinly veiled threat.
I don't think it was thin. I think it was short and squat and ready to fight. Was a veil.
It would have been even more like impactful if he had dropped the pretense of his fake English accent when he said that part. It went straight into country boy mode.
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
He got extra polite. He gave him the Alfred farewell.
Oh boy.
It's like an Alfred plea, except nobody's here to hear you.
Alright. I need my notes.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure we left off as we got to the keep.
Yes. I knew I forgot to open a thing. Oh, excuse me. I forgot to open up a thing and I need to do this as well.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at the thing that happened before we started recording.
My D&D red flag is people who don't take notes.
Well, fuck. I remember enough to know I don't need to take notes.
That's why we play Pathfinder.
Yeah, it's more of a beige flag in Pathfinder. As long as you know how your character works.
I'm the guy who, if you look at my notes, it's like my character taking shots at the people around him in his note. The notes, it's pretty funny. Or I have my other character who is the greatest hero who ever heroed in all the notes. And nobody's called me out on that yet.
I was a notoriously bad note taker back in school.
Well, it's funny because, you know, all the enemies are, all my party members are like, you know, they're doing all the failures and my character's doing all the successes, and it's like publicly shared notes. So I basically worded it as it's my character writing his autobiography after their adventures. it's a good time. It's a good time. Okay, so I have my notes open. You all wanted to go back to meet with Lyris in the morning at the keep at Starkhold. This keep's not the right word. It's basically a fortress city, next to the actual city. And you head up to the grand entrance to the grand hall. I don't know why I used grand twice in a row in that sentence, but I did. But the like art and like it's not like carvings, it's more paintings and that kind of art, because the carvings, like we mentioned earlier, in the climate would add places for moisture to seep into the building and cause issues. So there's like murals and that kind of artwork, and there's different things that are up and around the area for the different cultures of all the people here. So there's, you know, there's still some dwarven art and details that are still there. A lot of the actual building itself is that dwarven, very utilitarian, but also very careful attention to detail. There are some elvish murals that show off different scenes of nature. There's human art pieces in here. There's even halfling art pieces. Actually, if you look, the floor The way the floor is laid out, if you look at it from a distance, it's like little itty bitty stories and little artworks in the different floor tiles, like the way they're set together.
So like mosaic. Like
that's the word. I can't remember the word. But it's like everything is just like really, really the attention to detail inside this building. Everywhere you look, there's some detail. There's some expression of art. It's very extravagant. But it also fits that Nordican feel of it's extravagant everywhere, and it's all open to people to look at. It's the Nordicans take pride in their country and the way things run, so it's clear even here they take pride in their surroundings. And the champions and the clerics all have their gold and their silver regalia and the snake. All their symbology of Ordos is here inside this structure.
Does it look like there's someone like relatively in charge or like at a front desk or something we gotta go talk to? So I feel they wouldn't in the castle without someone like direct us where to go.
Yeah, so like the Grand Hall is just the entry where it's, you know, people can go there to talk to people to figure out where they're gonna go, or like to talk to the, you know, different aspects of the government, stuff like that. It's a place to have like a common meeting area. There would be along the back wall. There's a couple doorways that have guards by them, and then in between those doors is like a sort of desk type area where you could talk to somebody to figure out where you're going.
Guy, have you ever been here before?
Silver, have I ever been here before?
That was a thing that you had stipulated in your background, so. Pop quiz, how well do you know your character?
Dun dun dun. That's why I filled out my background sheet on my character sheet. I keep forgetting I have a scarf. It only comes up when we go to the towers.
A scarf?
Yes.
Wasn't I processed here in the beginning episode? No, that's not it. I was just went straight on the road. I'm pretty sure Guy hasn't been here before.
Yeah, you'd basically stipulated that Guy has never really been far from their actual.
Yeah, that's right. I went to one of the major cities once with Papa.
The closest major city would probably be Starkhold. Mm-hmm. So you probably wouldn't have been inside the actual keep. It's the keep proper. You probably would have been in the actual city proper.
Yeah, no. The one or two times I came here with Pa back in the day was mostly just to help haggle for wares, so that way I could take over when he.
You don't have to say it. We know. It sucks. I've lost two.
Well, I was gonna say retired, but also that. Honestly, you don't even really get to truly retire when you live on a farm.
That is retiring. That'd be nice, actually. That'd be a nice retirement. Take care of chickens.
No, chickens are one of the scariest creatures. I'd rather try to ride or fight 17 dire wolves than have to deal with too many chickens.
Although I'd probably be raising goats. Really good with goats. The ones y'all had were kind of fat.
Well, yeah, so
they'd be overfed.
Well, yeah, we eat some of them.
It is a bunch of children taking care of them.
Also that.
They need... Yeah, but you don't eat the fat, you eat the muscle. They build the muscle mass so that they have more meat on their bones.
Listen, it's all fine and dandy when you need to make sausage in a pinch.
Ooh, sausage.
Yeah.
All right, we need to finish this. I'm getting hungry. Where's theirs at? Walked up to the counter. Or the desk. We're looking for... the... Texas forgot how to say the name. Theo would
Asconi.
The Asconi. There we go. Looking for the Asconi diplomats.
This very bored looking bureaucrat functionary kind of looks up. Says, "Do you have an appointment?"
He shows him the note. "We were told to come."
"Very well. What did you say your names were?"
Theo, Doric, and Guyverson.
So he's going to write those down, and then he'll just be like, "Wait here, we'll see if they wish your presence."
If he looks over Guy will be doing like one of those subtle like chin scratch things, but it's with the hand with the ring on it.
Oh.
Listen, Guy was promised this will get him into places, and by Jove, he's gonna milk the
frogs. Yeah, you're not gonna do anything to the board clerk.
Meanwhile, while they're doing that, Dorical observes something that you said that there's representations of all the different races and stuff. That he'll find something that is dwarven to go look over and conquer.
No.
Is it
nothing
good
wrong with that? He's just going to look. He's killing time, seeing if there's any depictions of dwarven lore kind of stuff in the history of the area of dwarves. Specifically, possibly references to the ones that lived around the White Way.
I mean, the ones that fought with these people.
Yes. Well, no, has been here a while. They may have built it before there was the falling out. There was kind of that establishment that it wasn't always bad.
So, there are, like, little bits and pieces of, like, little art and some, like, inscriptions that talk about, it's, like, carved in different, like, historical moments between the original inhabitants of Nordica, like, the original establishment here. And the people that it talks about is the original royal family of Starkhold. And they basically to get the wealth that they obtained to be able to build up Nordica as it is today, they were essentially the dwarves' connection to the surface markets.
So they sold the dwarves things.
Yeah, so through the royal family and their agents and operatives, the dwarven like gems and armor and all the crafts that they would have made were sold through Nordica, and then the family that ran Nordica took a cut off the top, and that's how they made their money. So it talks about that early beginning of them meeting, and then as Nordica expands, the dwarven trade expands, the dwarven relations expand. It talks about dwarves actually setting up as like homes and guilds within the city of Starkhold. It just kind of talks like that level of like surface, like almost like a bullet pointed type history of the dwarves in Nordica.
In reading through this, is it evident that like the dwarves were treated equally, or if they were taken advantage of?
This is like a very clean like history book,
okay.
Sort of clean,
gotcha.
Story.
Okay.
Yeah, it just basically talks about that as their relationship grew and they kind of got more integrated. Essentially, there existed two kingdoms. There was the kingdom of Nordica and then the kingdom of the dwarves.
And just their general relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Theo, you should. you're a craftsman. You should really enjoy all of this that they've done around here, all this beautiful artwork and history and everything.
It is very beautiful. It seems a bit extravagant for the country that they run, but then again, this place used to be ran by different people.
As these two just slander guys' country of origin over here.
We're not slandering.
I'm not slandering. Just... How is that slander?
We're slandering the old kingdom. I'm actually... Theo actually is starting to grow to like this group of people. It's like, where they're he's no nonsense. Retire. No.
Like I said, the Ordosi are... The Ordosi are extreme... But they are fair.
It's like I don't like all the laws. However, you know, surprisingly, they keep their shit intact.
So the clerk would return with one of the Ascone people. You can tell by their colors and their
clothing. Is it the guy we talked to last time?
No, it's just a different soldier, but you can tell from the colors that they're definitely not from around here.
Shows the note to the Ascone soldier. Lyra summoned us. I'm assuming she's here with y'all. Y'all are the only Ascone here.
Does this kind of rub the bridge of his nose?
She's being a pain.
Yeah. Well, they. It's a different chain of command, so.
Yeah.
He just looks at the clerk and says, "Right, I'll take him back." So as he takes you through these the doors and. Past the guards into a deeper chamber of the actual keep itself. There's more of the different intricate art pieces. In this area here, it's a lot of paintings because there's not the exterior entries in this area. There's no windows in this hallway. So there's just a bunch of paintings of different scenes around Nordica. Hmm.
None of them are
like familiar like scenery scenes pictures or like battle scenes.
Like the different scenes around nature and cities and
like view scenes and shit like that.
Yeah,
there's no scenes that may be familiar to us or anything like we may have seen on another wall or anything like that.
Not another wall, but you would see the waterfall that you saw on the way over to. The village was that the fields resided in. Nice. There's you passed a waterfall on the road. You do see a scene of that waterfall kind of taken at a distance in the sunset.
Is the view from the front porch of the Cartographers Guild one of the pictures? Because I remember you making that a very scenic looking backdrop.
Yeah, it's not seen in this hallway. But.
I think Theo's just going to remain quiet. This soldier's already frustrated with Lyris, so I think he's just not going to like make it worse.
Yep, that's a nat 20. He reads the room and keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah, so he'll lead you back, and then he kind of goes through a couple side passageways. If you guys were to try to recall how you got back here, you probably would struggle. It's just like a bunch of intricate hallways and corners. And
I knew I should have prepared breadcrumbs.
It's littering.
There's a spell for that.
It's littering. It's a ticket.
Does it actually litter?
Yeah. Wasting food. That's just straight a jail sentence.
But So he takes you back deeper in, and then you end up turning a corner, and you end up having to go up some stairs. And at the top of the stairs, he goes through another door, and it's a very large, like, common room. There's a fire roaring in the fireplace. There's bookshelves, and there's a great panoramic view towards the west, heading out from the city here. You can see all the Asconi you've seen previously, and a couple others inside this common room. A couple are maybe like the doorways or little nooks around the common space, or in some of the other rooms around. And he says, go ahead and make yourselves comfortable. I'll see if Laris is here. And if not, then we'll have to get word to her through her boss.
Sorry about this. We can all blame her if you want.
He shrugs and says, it's not a good idea to send blame to their group. They are difficult to work with, but they do get results.
Has he left us there, or are we still following?
He basically told you to make yourselves comfortable in this common space, and he's going to head through another doorway.
Oracle.
Inside the area.
Oracle kind of whispered to the other team that there seemed to be a rather large amount of the Asconi here, more than I had thought. I thought that that original group that we saw, that was all of them. It seems to be many more than that here.
They're delegates for something. They're armed escort for a diplomat. You don't deal with government officials very often because of what you do, but I've seen them hire our mercenary groups 20, 30 at a time for a diplomatic escort. And they still have their own guards.
See, as you're kind of talking about the diplomatic escort, my word was like, my brain just went bleh. As you're talking about that, kind of hanging out in this little area here, you'll actually see a group come into the room and go over to like the large windows. And they're kind of like basically pinning up a map up on the glass there. And you notice it's a map of Northern Tillendor.
Are they dressed as Asconi or?
Yeah, they're Asconi. Okay. One appears to be in a lot more regalia, probably either the diplomat that's supposed to be here or one of the diplomat's close staff. And then another one looks to be some kind of commander with the military. And there's another one there. Based on that one's clothes, they don't really look like they're Asconi, but they might be somewhat related to the same sort of discipline and work area that Lyris is in.
Espionage.
And you notice, give me a perception to see what you notice on this map.
Okay, I'm good at this.
Ooh. 14.
I'm not good at those in 12.
I am good. That was a
5.
I'm sorry.
Plus 8.
Sorry. What kind of 4? So. perception.
Yep, perception. 15. Jeez, you guys are on a roll here.
Are we actually?
Well, the 15 is good enough to kind of pull some details out of this. I'll start with our 12 here for Theo. It is a map of the roads, and you notice the route that is highlighted runs along the southern edge of Nordican territory and heads towards Iron Lake.
Oh. Oh.
So then... Doric and Guy, you notice that on this map, not only is it it's the map focuses on the road through here towards Iron Lake, it actually lists the widths of like bridges and roadways.
I don't really understand. Why are they showing the roads on that? I don't understand. Why would someone need to know the width of a bridge? I mean, it's a bridge.
Do you honestly want to know and have even more scrutiny while you're asking questions about this? Or do you want me to give you a fib? Because I can't really tell much other than the route that they have marked, but...
And subtly, Doric will cast message and just talk into Theo's brain. We can talk this way without them hearing anything if you need to.
That if they wanted to hear us, they would hear us.
Doric's not really good at whispering either. I feel like that's true. Just the case.
I mean, it's historically correct.
What is Guyverson's take on this before I say anything? Because Theo's inferring based on just the line. Considering what's going on.
What is Guyverson's take?
Jake?
What is Guyverson's take on this whole thing here?
The geopolitical things are not Doric's bag.
Probably it's none of our business.
Well, that's a cop-out.
And probably not the safest place to talk about it.
Doric sends a message to the group instead. Is this something we'll talk about later instead?
If you want to discuss it, yes, we will talk about it later. But it's none of our business right now. We have not been asked to do anything.
I'm just worried about the impact that it could have on us with our stuff. That's all. But that's not good. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, so as... you're looking through this stuff, you're kind of just sitting there. I guess we'll have Lyra show up. Let's see. Let me look at my stuff again. Oh, boy. Her sheet's all kinds of whopper-jawed now. Oh, yay, I'm sure. For updates. All my side characters are just all messed up now. That's obnoxious. I'll figure that out later. Okay. So she'll come out. She's wearing slightly more subdued clothing than what you saw on the road. It's not subdued to the point where it's trying to blend into to Nordican like clothing, but it's more subdued and more a little bit more drab than the colorful that she was wearing previously. And she steps out and says, "I was expecting you to actually do what you were supposed to do before you came back, but I guess you came back
that's
early.
That's what I told them. They wanted to come see you, though. You left that much of an impression on them."
I get that a lot.
Also, when a scary woman with magic musical instruments tells you they want to talk to you, you go. Lee says this smiling the entire time.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how few people actually know that.
Well, all told, how you been?
Work, work, and work. A little more travel sometimes. All the fun.
You're definitely in a better place than we found than when we saw you the last time.
What's that supposed to mean?
She said not to mention that last time. We're not supposed to talk about that one.
As I mentioned earlier, none of my business. I'm glad to see you doing well.
Yeah, and I, well, I see you've seen what, at least part of what the plan is. What's your take on it?
Well, it depends on who you're siding with.
I don't really understand it at all. Geopolitical things elude me. I've had to have that conversation with several people. Not always pleasant. He rubs the spot in his hand where he got stabbed.
Yeah, so she's kind of laughing, like, well, officially, we're taking no sides.
All right.
But we do want to see Iron Lake at least return back to the original people who lived there, whether or not it goes back to the original controllers or it stays with the O'Briens, we don't care. But a war between two of our trading partners is not good for our businesses.
What exactly is your businesses, by the way? I wasn't here last time.
Well, I mean, a scone makes goods and buys and sells to all nations on the continent, and two of our biggest markets are at war with each other.
Oh, I suppose.
Over.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wrinkle.
Over a petty family rivalry.
I mean, wars have been waged over jokes before.
I mean, isn't this the kind of thing where usually it either gets resolved by conquest or somebody getting hitched?
I don't know if that'll happen that hard there. The O'Briens are taking a very hard stance against elves for some reason. Like, there's...
Well, the O'Briens have always taken a hard stance against the elves.
I mean...
Half-elves more so, but...
Is there a particular reason why? Wait... Is there any reason why Guy would know this before asking said question?
I would say Guy would be from too far away and too sheltered to really know much about the reasons.
Theo only knows enough that he knows that Catherine is half-elf, so it makes it worse. It's like, that's about all I know.
Is there a particular reason why they're so against the elves and the half-elves?
It's
just because they live longer or something?
That's when his not taking notes bites him in the ass, because there was actually stuff in his back, like his interest stuff, that talked about it.
Listen,
information about the fact why I know that something happened and they didn't look like the elves after that particular event. Would you ever actually give me details on it?
Wait, were you calling me out, or were you calling Tex out this time?
No, they're calling me out.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Okay, I was on a farm, friend.
I'm not from around.
I'm tired, so. So okay. Do you want the shortened version or the longer version?
The version in which why they won't accept Catherine as the queen, when I believe she's the rightful queen, if I remember my lessons properly.
So, by law of succession in O'Brea, Catherine is the eldest born, so she would be the one who takes the throne. However, based on the intelligence that we have gathered, the marriage that produced the current king and the banished queen was not officially recognized in Obrea. Because it was an elf and their queen.
Makes sense.
The hatred for the two groups goes back much, much, much further back than anybody really understands. I don't even believe the Ardosi had Nordica under their control when the actual issues started between the two nations. But the elves that live down there, when the original human settlers established their original settlement, they were not exactly... They didn't exactly have a balanced approach to their construction and their beginning of their settlement. And the elves took exception.
That's just humans in general.
Well, and then the elves took exception. They did things to try to get them to stop. Warning shots, you know, the usual border skirmish type situations. And it escalated from there to where there's now essentially, I guess you'd call it a blood feud for the Obreans towards any of the elven nations. Because in their minds, the elves have always taken advantage of their struggles.
Guy, you may want to watch out if you've got a little bit of elf blood.
Well, I mean, I don't advertise, and I'm not necessarily presenting.
I really hope that got a weird look from fingers right there.
I'm only 3 foot tall. I don't think they'd believe it.
Are you really that tall?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know necessarily about the... I don't know how much to take into the presenting your elven heritage as a thing, but sure. Considering Lyris is a full elf. But we've been gathering intelligence of the roads to try to figure out the best way to move troops. To intercede in the conflict.
Just for clarification, out of character here, the map that we're looking at, the road that you traced, was that the road, is it from Starkhold down to Iron Lake, or is it from like Shipwreck Bay down to Iron Lake?
No, so...
Because I'm trying to figure out if this is like them working together or if they are like presenting their idea of going from Shipwreck down to like... You get what I mean? The difference.
Here's my take on it. This diplomatic
group
is here.
Mm-hmm.
They're here negotiating their Asconi troops moving through or past Nordic and land without trouble.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
So that's the route that's highlighted.
Okay, yep.
Gotcha. Okay. That was not the... I thought it was like from Starkhold downwards. So, okay.
No, so they're running a direct route from their territory to head east and then south.
Gotcha.
Towards Iron Lake.
Okay. So this is not a joint venture thing. This is the Asconi. Deal with Nordica. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you for the clarification there.
Welcome. So yeah, we've been trying to figure out the best ways to move through there, and we figured it was not exactly a good idea to take the southern route.
Yeah, go around the long way is not fun.
I mean, either way is a long way from where we're starting.
if you send people ahead beforehand, you can get the you can probably buy out the orc mercenaries and keep the O'Briens from bolstering their forces and keep it kind of fair. Because if they're going to fight, let them fight, honestly. And y'all just handpick who wins.
No, that's bad for business.
Not if you pick.
Or they could just sell to both and make money on both sides.
That's also bad for business because we need materials that both sides actually bring to us. Actually, if you really want to dig into the nitty-gritty, a lot of the materials to make weapons that we have sold to the O'Briens came from the LaRossi.
That's fire.
Theo actually laughs out loud on that one. That's the funniest shit ever to him.
So, yeah, to say that if one side were to win and beat out the other side or vice versa, it's bad for business because each side has their artisans and their processes and everything else, and I don't believe either side would allow the other sides to keep that knowledge.
Then what you need is a balance.
That's why we are planning to intercede.
Keeps both sides constantly building their forces, constantly buying from y'all, but never actually acting. A deterrent from each side.
That's why we're planning to intercede. Because if we can get in there and stop the ground war, hopefully the bleeding is not too much for the market.
Mm-hmm. Another good way to stop it is give them to work together on something. Maybe something worse comes along.
She'll look at you like you just have a third head.
I mean, the cults are pretty bad. They haven't attacked the fucking dragon cults. They can believe the dragon cults have been causing all of their problems.
Well, if the O'Briens were fazed by the cults, they have much bigger fish to fry to their south than they would in our anywhere in our continent.
This is fair. So enough about what y'all are taking care of. You said you wanted to speak to us about something. Is it has to do with the task that you know we are on?
Well, I was going to give you a contact for when you head into our home territory for the spire in our country.
No. Oh. That would be much appreciated.
I was working on the details, and then I heard that you were here, so there goes that plan. I had planned to have it for you when you showed up.
Again, that's them.
We didn't know what it was concerning. We didn't know if you had something we needed to know immediately while we were here in Nordica, or that was the reason for our quick response. Plus, we like you. But not like.
Just kind of looked at you like, seriously?
He's awkward.
Oh, I'm aware.
Couldn't believe he's in his 60s.
I'm in my 50s, thank you very much. I was cloistered.
I actually need to see.
She's under 120. She's still considered a child too.
I don't believe it's a thing in Pathfinder. I think they're a little bit different in Pathfinder. It's still obscene, but it's a little less.
You're a child and you're a teenager.
Because Pathfinder, they only go to like, what is it? They only go to like 300 instead of, you know, 1,000. So it's a little different.
They're still the longest lived ones. Next to dragons themselves.
Dragons.
But that means guys' families actually rather long live over halflings.
Halflings live longer than humans typically, don't they?
I don't remember that front.
Halflings do tend to live longer yeah. than humans.
Don't know. It's all the extra food they eat.
It's just that their knees hold up better in old age compared to humans.
Probably.
They don't have as far down to go, so their knees don't do as much work.
I was making like a dog creek choke, but Great Danes don't live quite nearly as long as, say,
Chihuahua.
No, Chihuahuas don't live nearly as long as others, but that's mostly out of spite.
Yeah, Chihuahuas don't live very long at all.
They're little demons while they're here. Damn, there goes our Chihuahuas.
That's fine. I don't want them here.
They know. I like. There's a couple Chihuahuas I like being around, but I would never want one for myself.
I've never been comfortable around a Chihuahua. They're either
my dad breeds them.
They're either very aggressive, or they look at me with their eyes that don't go in the same direction, and they always look cold and they make me sad. They're just bug-eyed pugs.
I don't think a Chihuahua would be well.
No, they're not cold weather animals.
God dang it!
What now?
Now, my brain just pictured the attack dogs of Nordica, and it's pretty comical.
The St. Bernards.
There's your art request right there, folks, for this episode. We need the attack dogs of Nordica.
Theme of the week. Nordic Chihuahuas, Nordic. Yes or no?
Long-haired Chihuahuas?
No. Yes.
They're worse than Chihuahuas.
They have a brigade of attack Pomeranians.
That sounds vicious.
You know, that's actually terrifying. Hold on a second.
Listen. I just want to see a group of attack pugs.
Listen.
Because they would be the most useless army in the world. They wouldn't be able to fight or run into anything. Well, they could run into stuff.
No, they couldn't run into stuff if it's
They'd
too far away.
They'd all have asthma attacks.
Yeah, listen, pugs are cute, but they're a mess.
Yeah, that poor breed should not exist.
No.
Oh.
There's what's your favorite dog breed? No.
No, I want to know out of character. What's your favorite dog breed?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh. That implies we can see.
I mean, they even.
We found out where she lives, and there's like 17 golden doodles.
That doesn't seem right for an elf or a bard.
my brain just had a funny thing in my head about what that could turn into be when you
bards have huskies. You know what I mean? Because they say
you know what I mean.
So who?
If you do a meeting her pet.
So who's this contact that you need to let us know about?
She just said it's not.
Well, I was.
Anymore.
I was trying to narrow it down. I haven't fully established who you need to speak to. Because the last person I knew who was aware of the spire, let's just say he has expired about 2 years ago.
Oof.
So I'm trying to nail down where his apprentice lives and works. Or his former apprentice. So far, my records that I've been able to dig up seem to say that he is either in Timberdale or over by the South Meadows, which are two pretty far from each other cities, so wouldn't put a whole lot of trust in that at this moment in time.
We do get frequent rider miles. We've covered a lot of territory.
Well, those two cities would be on opposite ends of Osconi, so
shadow service for this kind of content.
Shadow service?
Well, you can't get frequent flyer miles, so you get frequent rider miles.
You can get frequent flyer miles, it's just that they don't have a stop in Nordica.
Wait, there are flying things here.
Nordica is, my headcanon, a flyover country.
Nordica Air.
If you want to go to Nordica, you have to take the Greyhound, and it's not a bus, it is a, halfling.
An actual
it's,
Greyhound.
No, it's a halfling run service where there's a bunch of Greyhounds that carry a wagon.
No, hold on a second. You're in the cold. You're doing it wrong.
No, they got sweaters.
No. Geez. You've got a fucking sled service, not a bus service.
It's both. There's a mud season in Nordica. Wheels in the back, skis in the front, baby.
All right. Well.
But I might have something that could maybe help you out in your current situation. Maybe.
Is it earplugs?
Why would...
I don't know if they'd work.
I think earmuffs would work better.
Why would you need earplugs?
If you only knew.
I love how she is like, I think you need something better than that for them. And
I can always cast message, Theo. We'll always be able to talk.
Oh, no.
You did to yourself.
Don't mind Theo. He's just being edgy.
No, y'all keep calling me edgy.
Yep, listen.
Just because I like the color black.
I don't think you can be edgy with earmuffs on.
Yeah, listen, Theo, you wear...
I'm not even wearing black anymore.
Yeah, not by choice. Also, you're the only one who regularly carries a blade, alright? So you're literally the edgiest one here.
We can't see it, though. We can't see his blades.
No, y'all know it's there, so you can see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you know it,
it's like gotcha. It's like in Pterodactyl with the silent P, the blade is implied. Theo, the not so silent killer. Wow, all that silence. You got your wish, Theo.
Sorry. No, my brain was like,
I didn't have anything I could add to that one.
Yeah, why mess with perfection?
It's funny because the scarf he's always wearing is like brightly colored.
So he's Gru.
But it's never noticeable because it's tucked into his jacket. Yeah, he's the weirdo who wears a scarf in the desert. Okay.
Yeah, like I said, edgy. It's fine.
It's more like hipster.
Listen, he says the phrase. Oh, that might be worse. Listen, he says the phrase "badass" all the time. He wears black, and he wears a scarf no matter how hot it is. If he was wearing sunglasses, he'd be the most edgy.
I tried to create sunglasses.
Be the most edgy.
I'm trying to invent them, okay?
I'm almost certain sunglasses already exist.
Well, I would think if there's going to be some, they would be here in Nordica, because you need to prevent whiteouts.
And snow blindness.
We'd also find them in the desert. Maybe.
Yeah, listen, there's trams and coffee machines. There's absolutely sunglasses.
I didn't know we were looking for those back then. Now I do.
Oh boy. Sorry, I'm still trying to pull some ogle past.
Oh no, he's pulling a quick one on us. Roll initiative. Anyway.
Okay, Breakfast Club. Calm down.
Breakfast Club?
It's a great movie. It's before your time.
Listen, I just... I know of the movie. I've only watched parodies of it.
Sadness.
I'm not gonna squirrel. I'm not gonna squirrel.
Listen, we're waiting for Silver to pull something up. It's fine.
John Hughes is a national treasure.
I don't know who that is, but I also don't know names of famous people.
He was the one who directed Breakfast Club.
Oh.
Amongst many other like 80s and 90s films that are extremely popular.
Name?
Including, but not limited to, Home Alone, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, Planes, Trains, Automobiles...
Wasn't he seen Elmo's Fire too?
I've seen two of those movies.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of the funniest movies ever.
No, it was Home Alone and it was Home Alone and 16 Candles.
You haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No, I don't know what it's about. I think I saw it on a shelf.
It's about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, listen, listen.
It is comedy gold.
Listen, when I think I saw it on a shelf at. Back in the day at a movie rental place, and I thought it was just a ripoff of Clickety Clack Down the Track. It's lots and lots of trains. I thought it was one of those. I was like, is this just a movie about trains?
No.
Trains.
You'll like it. You'll actually genuinely enjoy that movie, Jake. You need to watch it.
Oh, probably.
it really is a really good movie. John
it's like
Candy, Steve Martin.
Yeah, it's like wholesome comedy. It's funny.
I don't know if I'd call it wholesome.
Well, compared to today's comedy, it's wholesome.
True. It has some fantastic use of F-bombs, too. Fantastic.
Well,
fun fact.
So I did have a second... Sorry, I finally found what I was looking for. I did have a second thing I could maybe give to you before you... head out. I was going to give it to you when you came back, but I guess I can do it now. So if you'll wait here, she'll go back through the door that she entered through and come back out shortly thereafter with
I knew we should have
there is this. So there is like a box, and there's like a little necklace case. And then there's like a small little wrapped item.
Box and
I swear to God, if it's another puzzle box, I'm gonna burn the entire campaign down, and you're gonna need to look for a fourth campaign member.
There's. I'm sorry, we didn't know we were doing a gift exchange. We would have brought something otherwise.
Well, it's for
it's Christmas here.
It's for the original circumstances that we don't speak of.
Ah, yes.
Oh, you mean that time you helped us out?
Exactly.
Dory just stares at the floor awkwardly. You could have brought it up previously.
So, I have these three items here. You guys can decide who gets what or how you break them up.
None of them...
But these are for
none
your
of them
adventures.
Have any puzzles on them, right?
I don't think so.
You and that puzzle box.
Listen.
Puts them in his pack. We'll separate them later. Figure out what goes where. I guess while we're here, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he goes over to their map and makes two spots on their map. These are... O'Brien checkpoints. They'll know you're coming in the actual castles if you don't deal with them before your army sets foot this way.
So they'll thank you and say, "Oh, we had planned to once we get the clearance to move forward, rescout the road, but it does help to know of some in advance."
They're not very nice when they ask the questions.
I think you're just bad at answering questions, Dork.
He once again rubs the spot of his hand.
Why are you rubbing your hand? Are you alright?
That's where he stabbed me.
Oh, you got stabbed?
Didn't they also use magic to make you tell the truth?
I mean, yes, and I still stand by. I never lied to him.
Are you lying now?
No.
Should we find out? Reaches in a pocket.
You're welcome to try. I still maintain, out of character, that I did not lie.
You just didn't tell the whole truth.
No, this is just guy messing with Doric for the whole sister situation.
What is the check in for to see if somebody's lying?
Society.
I would assume it's a society
or diplomacy,
or
a proficiency or perception.
Society. Oh, I think it was perception actually.
20.
Yeah, it's a perception.
Okay.
If it's diplomacy, it's 22.
Doric is not lying.
I'm watching you.
It's one of those. It's like if he was lying, he doesn't understand that it's a lie. It's like I don't know.
And,
but then
and
that point,
and that would that is the point of contention.
Yeah.
Oh my. Wait. So as an example, all I could think of is somebody saying like the moon is made of cheese. You're like, that's not true. And it's like they don't actually think the moon is made of cheese, but they don't know what the moon is made out of. So it might as well be cheese. Is that a lie? I'm very tired, guys. Yeah.
Something like that.
So we got presents, and we put marks on the map.
Yep. So you guys can leave the keep. And I do want to go over what you have received before we close.
Present time.
So who wants to open a present
first?
Let's
see what's inside.
What do we have?
That's as close as I can get to the song I was trying desperately not to sing.
So there is a wrapped, like a bundle, it's wrapped in a bundle of fabric. Then there is like a necklace box, and there's like a larger box.
Is the larger box shaped like a bike?
No.
The larger box, is it? I don't know. Does it fucking matter? I'll open the necklace one.
I hope somebody laughed at the bike joke.
Okay. So you open the necklace box. Inside is a piece of golden jewelry that has miniature images of kite shields that you would fasten to a cloak or a cape. It's a brooch. Ooh. So.
Theo, you like shields? Holds it up so that Theo can see the brooch with the tight shields on it.
It's specifically a brooch of shielding.
I don't brooch know if that's something extra
immediately
unique.
Immediately hands that to Guy.
Wait,
that looks quite nice with your signet ring.
Hey, Doric, out of character. What's your AC?
18.
Yeah, yours is only one higher than mine. Piss off.
Yeah, but you're the one
still higher
down.
Yeah, I also have a built-in shield spell.
So the issue with the brooch of shielding in this versus other systems is it only has the ability to absorb magic missiles, and it can only absorb up to 30.
Yeah, Theo, you hate magic. You might want this.
Let's see what else we got first.
Obviously, we're not divvying it up amongst ourselves in front of the person who gifted it to us.
Yeah. I figured we're like back it. At the tavern. Jump scene, back at the tavern.
Doodly-doo.
Yeah, I figured either at a tavern or doodly-doo. Out in the road again.
Right on the other side of the door.
No. We're at the hot and cold tavern. We're in the sauna right now.
You know, this is actually really good.
Doric has nothing but a towel on.
Oh, that's less good for your health.
Thanks for that image.
Don't worry, the beard helps cover it up.
So Doric, no, the beard goes directly just above where it doesn't cover.
So Doric opened which one?
The necklace box.
He opened the necklace box.
Yeah.
I think.
So there's a wrapped bundle and then a slightly larger
I'll
box.
I'll open the wrapped bundle.
I'll go for the box.
So the wrapped bundle, as you open up this wrapped bundle, you kind of unwrap it. It is a bright, It's a bright reddish colored feather. It kind of starts at red and then at the tip turns into almost like a bloody...
Oh my god, we got a phoenix down. Can I say that?
Yeah, it's fine.
The feather, the shaft of the feather is dipped in gold and has an arcane rune on it.
It's a quill.
It's the arcane rune. If you read it, it's just it's a holly bush. So this allows you to summon a holly bush, which provides you standard cover and has it also grows berries. Typically, the berries are poisonous, but this plant would be not poisonous.
Are they like good berries or
you are saying like holly, like H O L L Y, right?
Okay, yes. But counterpoint, Silver, you need to make a custom monster called a Howley Bush that is a sentient plant that pretends to be a Holly Bush.
Yells at people.
Yeah.
I mean, that
it does thunder damage.
We've already got like the little plant people that run around.
Yeah.
Leshies.
Leshies.
All right, opening the box.
So you have the feather token and then the box. Mm-hmm. You open it up, and it's a flask.
I'm listening.
So it is a flask. When you open it up, it's a foaming beer. It just your first thought when you kind of smell the beer is it's a beer of it just makes you feel courageous.
Well. Doesn't it enough beer a, do that to anybody?
Bonus to will saves. It gives you a bonus to will saves, but an even better bonus when it is a fear will save.
Oh well,
I don't need that.
And then
just glug glug glug. Engraved fuck you, in the dragon. I'm not scared of you.
Engraved on the flask, it just says "Bravo's Brew."
So, this is definitely not for Theo. We're out of character right now. Because I have the bravery feat, where fear shit doesn't bother me anyway. I can't be afraid of anything.
Yeah, also, isn't Theo a minor? Shameful.
Theo is 19.
Yeah.
Legally,
you can drink in Europe at that age.
Yeah, listen. All I'm saying is that we here at Faith Res do not condone underage drinking. If it's with a parent, I don't know.
It's
that's
only
between
underage here in the U.S.
Listen, how many European listeners do you think we got?
About 10%.
Is that actually true?
Yes.
Well, join the Discord. Oh, tell me what the weather's like. Oh, it's not time for that.
Well.
So I don't know who wants
ooh,
what.
What if we have people suggest who gets what? And we could put it in the Discord early with no context. We'll just do flask, feather,
do a poll.
Flask, feather, shield brooch, and then say which character gets which. And then,
I'm cool with that.
And then when the episode drops, people will be like, oh, I see.
I'm on it. So do our closing things there, boys and girls?
I think I technically already did mine. Join the Discord. Sometimes we'll do polls before the episode drops, and you won't even know why. But you'll be able to potentially alter how the story goes. With no context clues. Hooray. It's like doing a choose your own adventure but blind.
Just don't pull your finger out of the space. You can always flip back on those choose your own adventure. But if you have enjoyed our adventure today of getting to meet one of the characters again, we met earlier in the campaign and thoroughly enjoyed, give us that rating and review. Give us those 5 stars if you've enjoyed it as much as we have. Give it a little bit lower. Let us know why. Let us know how we can improve. As always, the biggest thing you can do for us is also to tell a friend about us. More people we have listening, more feedback we get, the better we can get. the more we'll grow, we'll continue to improve.
And don't forget, we always have more than just Discord for our social media. We got Facebook, Instagram, and X. And you can reach us on all of those. Just shout us out and we'll talk back. And in every episode that we post it on all our social medias, from Discord to formerly Twitter. And there is a graphic with every episode, and each one has a hidden image. And the one that released today, I think, is probably the funniest one so far because of the concept of the episode. But if you find the hidden image, give us a shout out. We'll give you a shout out on the episode.
So let's see. Da-da-da. All right. So theme of the week. It hit pretty early on this one. It kind of made me think of this pretty early on. So the theme of the week that I want to go through is: do you ever think about like what your character would do if they were to retire from adventuring? Like what would be the turnaround plan after your adventurer, once they're no longer adventuring, they've completed their journey, they've, you know, saved the world or whatever they're supposed to do in their campaign, and now they settle down for a life of no longer adventuring, what would they do?
That is actually a very good one. I don't think we've ever done that one before.
It's one of those things that go, as you guys are talking about, I'm like, I don't really ever do that for a lot of my characters. So that actually is an interesting one to do.
I always figure that they're probably going to die. So it's like,
I think it provides a good motivation. It can provide a good motivation for your character.
Well, to be fair, I do have one character that was able to retire, but he didn't actually retire. And we all know who that is.
Well, I'll be honest, I have, because some characters, I'm like, well, if I decide to play a different character, I might just retire this one. And other ones, I'm like, well, this guy's probably going to die. So.
But, as always,
we love you.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.